Prayer by the Reverend Gock, and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
From the third chapter of Ecclesiastes, for everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. Almighty God, our lives are short compared to the infinite horizon in your measure of time, and our term here even shorter. So teach us to value the precious gift of time we have each been given. And may our efforts in that time be fruitful. In your holy name we pray, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You were reading this.
I had a hard time keeping up with
you. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Serpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Leibla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sipton, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from the seventh. Senator from the seventh is here. Quorum being present, the Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, fourth day, Tuesday, January 9th, 2018.
Senator Cole, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
Senator from Cole has moved that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and same be approved as fully read. Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from Cole, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Those opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it.
Mr. President.
Senator from Cole, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I seek unanimous consent to allow a law enforcement officer to enter the sidearms, or to enter the chamber with sidearms. This law enforcement officer is Sergeant Rummersfeld from St. Louis County PD, and he is a guest of the Senator of the 13th District.
Hearing no objection, that request will be granted.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Introduction of guests. Senator from Newton, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Pursuant to House Concert Resolution 50, I have a change in the Escort Committee. I'll send it forward. Also, I have a guest of mine that's going to bring before the gubernatorial appointments, Dr. Benji Roseberg on my left. You stand up, Benji. He's a pediatric dentist from Joplin, and he's going to be asked to go on the Missouri Southern Board of Governors. So if you'd please help welcome Dr. Rosenberg.
Madam Secretary, please make the corrections in the journal, and please welcome the guest from the Center for Newton. Madam Secretary, please read the request from Center for Newton, the changes.
Pursuant to House Concurrent Resolution 50, Senator Nasheed will replace Senator Walsh on the Escort Committee.
All right, Senator from the 13th, we're on an introduction of guests. Senator from the 13th.
Introduction of special guests, Mr.
Please
President.
Proceed.
Mr. President, on your left and my right today with us is Sergeant Grant Rummersfeld from the St. Louis County Police Department. He is accompanied by his wife, Nancy, his son, Jake, and his daughter, Rachel. They are here for gubernatorial appointments. And I'm both honored and pleased to welcome them to our chamber, and I ask that the Senate also welcome them.
Would the Senator's guests please rise and be recognized by the Missouri Senate. Thank you. Introduction of guests, Senator from Phelps.
Mr. President, introduction, very special guests. On my right and your left, and they'll wave, I got Steve and Monica Davis. Steve is Highway Patrolman in Troop I. Monica is a principal at Rolla Middle School, and being considered for a gubernatorial appointment today. Please make them feel very welcome.
Let's please welcome the guest, the Senator from Phelps, to the Missouri Senate Chamber. Senator from the 24th, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President, to introduce some special guests from my district.
You may proceed, Senator.
Mr. President, on your left and on my right, we have three people here who are all looking forward to being appointed to the Child Abuse and Neglect Commission. If they will please rise as I call their names, we have Dr. Matt Cleithermos. We have Danielle Smith, who is an attorney from the district. And we have Courtney Kovacovic, who is a nurse who serves in our district. So if you'll join me in welcoming them and wishing them well today at the Gubernatorial Appointments Committee.
Would the guests of the Senate for the 24th please rise, and would the Senate please make them welcome to the Missouri Senate. Introduction of guests, Senator from Webster.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I have some special guests I'd like to introduce, Mr. President.
You may proceed.
Seated on your right and on my left, if they would please rise. I have Dean and Mary Ace, and Dean and his wife are from Willow Springs, and their family's here. And they also have seven foreign exchange students with them. So they're here to visit the Capitol. We'd like for the body to make them feel welcome, please.
Look.
And then I have another introduction after that.
You want to do them both together, and we'll...
Let's do them separate, Mr. President.
All right, let's make please welcome the guest from the Senator from Webster to the Missouri Senate. Now to your second introduction, Senator.
Second introduction. I have Christian Avila here today. Christian Avila is an appointment for the Child Abuse and Neglect Review Board. She'll be heard here in just a moment. She is a resident of my district in Webster County. She works in Christian County, and she specializes in child abuse. She will be an excellent person for that board, and would like for the body to feel welcome, or make her feel welcome, please.
Would the guest for the Senator from Webster please rise, and would the Senate please make her welcome. Senator from Webster, your third introduction.
Yes, not a third visitor, but I neglected to say that Kristen served as an intern up here 20 years ago, as kind of making this circle back up here, and worked for a few people. Senator Wasson's office, Barbara in there, is worked with her, and so she's back up here, and it's good to have her back in the Capitol. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Senator. Introduction to guests. Senator from Johnson, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduction to some very special guests.
Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. To my left and to your right in the upper gallery, I have William Atherton and his family. If they would please rise. They're here for his gubernatorial.
The Senate will come to order. The Senate will come to order. Senator from Johnson, would you care to start again, please?
Thank you, Mr. President. Yes, in the upper gallery to my left and to your right, I have William Atherton and his family. They are from Fayette, Missouri, and they are here for his gubernatorial appointment. Committee meeting today. I ask the body please make it feel welcome.
Please welcome the guest from the Senator from Johnson to the Missouri Senate Chamber. Introduction guest, Senator from Cape Girardeau. What purpose do you rise? Please proceed.
On your left and my right, it's my pleasure to announce James West Blair, who's the Chief of Police of my hometown, Cape Girardeau, Missouri. And he's here for a gubernatorial appointment for Child Abuse and Neglect Review Board. Please welcome Chief West Blair.
Let's please welcome the chief and the guest of the Senator from Cape Girardeau to the Missouri Senate. Introduction of guests, Senator from Buchanan, what purpose do you rise? Senator, you're asking for the Senator from Cole, is that correct? Your microphone
went out.
Senator from Cole, do you yield to an inquiry from the Senator from Buchanan?
I do.
Senator, you may proceed.
Senator, I got this Confide app on my phone, but I don't think it works right because the messages just keep disappearing.
That's unbelievable. I've never tried that app, actually.
Well, anyway, I could have sworn it was in the middle of the night. It woke me up, but I could swear that I got a text message from the Great Seal telling me that he's canceled the State of the State address. And I can't find it on there. And so I wondered if you knew anything about it.
I have not received any information to support that. So it must have been a dream.
It could have been, but you can never know because it's the Confide.
By the way, I think I speak for many people in this chamber. We really don't want to know about your dreams.
Okay. Thank you for the inquiry, Senator.
No problem.
We're on introduction of guests. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Senator from Butler, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, could I inquire the senator from the third briefly?
Senator from the third, do you yield to an inquiry from the senator from the 25th?
Yes, Mr. President, I do.
You may proceed, Senator.
Thanks, Senator. Really quick. I just happened to notice that the utility tax bill is being heard today.
The utility tax bill. You know, I started to get my pocket knife out. This is the sixth year I was thinking about putting a notch on my drawer here for each year we've killed that bill, but I can't do that. I don't want to deface the state property.
Well, you know, I've seen it was hustled in there pretty fast. People that may oppose their electric rates going up exorbitantly from around the state will have to hustle to get here. Do you mind telling everybody what time that committee meets?
We've had it's meeting today at 1 o'clock, and on such short notice, so we know there's a lot of very important folks to our economic engine of the state, major businesses that are concerned about this bill that won't have time to be here today to testify. A lot of them are sending letters in or sending word in, but this is an important issue, and I feel like the stakeholders are not getting their fair time to have their input, which is during committee hearings is the only time they really get to speak individually.
Yeah, well, I know the handler of the bill may not be too worried about supporters arriving here because, as history may repeat itself, there's never been very many, except those who may pocket lots of money from it.
That's probably true.
You know, the monopoly utility companies, investor-owned. But, you know, those in opposition, which is always got several, with some good information on why they don't necessarily want their utility bills going up, will not probably have a chance to drive in today.
You know, the main issue here on this bill is why are we considering improving the portfolio, the profit margins of a utility company at the detriment of all the other businesses that drives our economy in this state and costing them additional funds and additional expenses on their P&L?
You know, not to mention all the businesses, the folks out here just trying to make a living, our churches, our schools, when these monopoly utility companies are already making tremendous amounts of money, which I really look forward to talking about later. Well, we're actually going to have a lot to talk about. You know, we do a few layups again here like we did last year, you know. But it's just amazing to me how we hustled that right on up there, and now the people that's out there is going to be catching the wrath of this bill if it should happen to get through the Senate and if it should happen to get through the House and if the governor should happen to sign it are going to be facing. So, you know, the fair and free discussion.
Where's that at?
I don't know, but we'll have some here on this Senate floor because, as you know, we're always ready.
I can guarantee that. And you know, what's really, really frustrating about this is we finished the session with this issue in a
Hey, Mr. President, I can't hear the senator from the third.
Senate will come to order so the senators can hear one another.
There's a lot of noise right behind the senator. There seems to be a lot of noise right behind the senator. I can't hear him. Okay.
Senator, you may proceed.
Thank you. You know, last year we finished the session with a flurry and with negative on this issue. The bill died. The bill was attached to a steel mill bill that you and I, there was an orchestrated effort to try to shame us here on the Senate floor by adding the Ameren language to the steel mill bill. Special session came up. You and I worked very, very hard for a few weeks there to make sure if we're going to talk about the steel mill bill and Naranda may be reinstated, that Ameren language would not be on there. Fortunately, we were able to persuade the right folks. That language failed to appear on that special session language. Here we go again. We're going to be able to tackle at it one more time. Immediately a session starts. I don't understand. It becomes, if you see insanity in dictionary, this becomes one of doing the same thing and expecting a different result. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, I'm kind of okay with filing the bill because everybody should have the right to file whatever bill they want to. But anyway, I just thought it was kind of hustled up just a little bit.
So, again, it's not going to bother the supporters of the bill because they are always scant. There's not very many of them. So those who are actually going to be pocketing some huge money, I suspect that they will probably be here, but those in opposition probably won't. But, you know, you're talking about how we were shamed. How about the House last year?
Oh,
how about
the representative go over there and just
I think
wail
my name was used a few times.
It was pitiful. It was pitiful.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Senator, I just thought maybe those who may be listening in today might want to hurry up and get in your vehicle, your airplane, whatever it takes to get here for a free and fair discussion really quick. What time is it? It's 10:25. Well, that leaves everybody out of my district pretty much. They're not going to be able to get here.
I think you're right.
It takes a little more than 2.5 hours. So I guess the free and fair discussion is probably over with for them. So,
you know, and that's what we're up here for, to represent our constituency. It may require us to do a little extra work, but I'm prepared and ready to do that.
All right. Well, thank you, Senator. Have a great day.
You bet. You too.
The Senate is on the order of business of petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. The Senator from the 10th, what purpose do you rise?
I have a really fat bill.
Please send your bill forward, Senator.
One bill, and it's small, and no explanation is necessary at this time. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 891, introduced by Senator Riddle, an act relating to child abuse or neglect investigations.
Introduction of bill. Senator from Cole, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have one bill, and I would like to briefly explain it when the appropriate time.
Please send your one bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
I need to reread the previous bill, Senate Bill number 890, introduced by Senator Riddle, an act relating to child abuse or neglect investigations.
Please read the bill from the Senator from Cole.
Senate Bill number 891, introduced by Senator Kehoe, an act relating to Buy Missouri Week.
Senator from Cole, do you care to explain that bill?
Thank you, Mr. President. I know you probably aren't aware of this, but Missouri has a lot of great products and manufacturers across this state, and I would encourage folks to consider that as a purchase. And this just nice little consent bill. Just says, beginning with the second week in October of every year, it would be Buy Missouri Week. So you would be able to help promote these products that are made in many of our districts across the state that help our small businesses to keep our state's economy alive. And it just asks that we would consider that at least once a year. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. Senator 13th, what purpose you rise?
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator.
Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 892, introduced by Senator Walsh, an act relating to the public employee retirement system for prosecuting and circuit attorneys.
Introduction of bills.
President.
Senator from Barry, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 893, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to the petition process for amending the law.
Senator, do you care to explain the bill?
No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. Senator from Butler, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 894, introduced by Senator Libla, an act relating to computer science.
Senator, so I'm clear, no explanation needed on your bill, is that correct? Thank you. Senator from the 22nd.
Two bills.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation is needed.
Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 895, introduced by Senator Wieland, an act relating to interest on judgments.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 896, introduced by Senator Whelan, an act relating to state colleges and universities' grievance procedures.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Johnson, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills.
Please send your two bills forward.
No explanation is necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 897, introduced by Senator Hoskins, an act relating to the taxation of partnerships.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 898, introduced by Senator Hoskins, an act relating to course access in education.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Boone, what purpose do you rise?
First of all, to compliment just how fantastic of a job you're doing in the chair, and secondly, to introduce just two bills today.
Two bills today after five yesterday, we correct, Senator? Please send your bills forward.
And once again, no explanation is necessary.
Thank you, Senator from Boone. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 899, introduced by Senator Rowden, an act relating to password protection.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill 900, introduced by Senator Rowden, an act relating to activities extended to persons found guilty of certain criminal offenses.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 4th, what purpose do you rise?
President, I have two bills.
Please send your two bills forward.
No explanation is necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 901, introduced by Senator Hummel, an act relating to prostate cancer.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 902, introduced by Senator Hummel, an act relating to firefighter retirement systems for certain cities.
Introduction of bills. Introduction of bills. Hearing none. Senator from Cole, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements, and I'd ask you recognize me for an announcement.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Two quick things. One, for the benefit of the body and all of their staff, tonight is the Taste of Jefferson City at the Capitol Plaza Hotel. It's from 4:30 to 6:30. Members and your staff, and certainly our doormen, I know, don't want to miss this, the one from St. Thomas especially. This is put on by the Jefferson City Area Chamber of Commerce. It is our community's way to welcome legislators to the Capitol. You guys are an important group. Ladies and gentlemen, an important group to our community. It is sponsored by the Chamber. It's sponsored by the city, the county, Lincoln University, Jefferson City Public Schools, and State Technical College in Lynn. And we'd love to see as many people come out and enjoy our local fair as possible as a way for our community to show appreciation to the great legislature who meets here once a year. Second, Mr. President, I will, for the benefit of the body, I'm going to make a recess motion today for 3 o'clock in a few minutes, as is the case yesterday, that will primarily be for second read. If somebody has an introduction of a bill, just let me know and we will go to that order of business as well. You don't have to be here, but obviously you're always welcome. After that second read, we will then recess until 6:45. We will meet back in the chamber to go and repair the house. I'm sorry, repair to the house. I said that fraudulently. Farmer House members knew what that meant, Mr. President, you being one of them. And so we will meet here at 6:45, and we will give you instructions then on how the escort committee, et cetera, will work to go over to the House chamber for the state of the state. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Chairman McCullough. With Senators on the business of announcements. Announcements. Hearing none, Senator McCullough.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming for the body. I move the Senate stand in recess until 1500 this day.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Cole. All those in favor of that motion say aye. All those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand in recess till 3 p.m. this day.